A delegation from CU Boulder's American Indian Law Clinic arrives in North Dakota today to make sure that Native American voters there will have their voices heard tomorrow. It's in response to voter ID laws recently passed in the state that disproportionately impact Native American voters. Former CU Regent Jim Martin is part of the delegation. I spoke to him this morning from North Dakota.
We're up here in conjunction with Common Cause, or I am, and the Indian Law Clinic at the University of Colorado to actually be an observer, is what they call them, not poll watchers in the state of North Dakota. And that simply means that we're going to observe exactly the voting process in a non-partisan way during the open hours of the election time from 7 to 7. It's important to note that we're here for the voice of the people to be heard in the state of North Dakota. There was a particular race, Heidi Heitkamp, who is now the present senator, was elected in 2012. And that's why really we're here monitoring is that the Secretary of State since that time chose to change the election laws that targeting Native Americans, your voter ID in the state of North Dakota is your driver's license or some other acceptable ID. There are no residential addresses on most of the reservation. The result or the effect of that is that the individuals will show up and not be able to vote because they don't have a specific address on their ID. So it's clearly targeted towards, in this case, the Native American population in North Dakota. And I might add that Senator Heitkamp only won by a little more than 2,000 votes in 2012. So there's over 15,000 Native American possible votes at least here in the state of North Dakota. So it explains why the law was changed. As far as the process, they appealed this and through federal court and the judge on last Thursday denied the appeal, saying it was too close to the election in order to change the law that post office boxes, particularly on most of the Native American driver's licenses or IDs, would be accepted. They chose not to overturn the Secretary of State. But this isn't about a particular race. It's about a fundamental right in this country, and that's the ability to have your voice heard. And when we have, I might just add, the last midterm election, there was only 36% of the registered voters that turned out to vote. And so we ought to be encouraging people. We ought to be incentivizing people to vote. We ought not be thinking ways or trying to find procedures that have a chilling effect on people that would then show up to the polls and then be turned away.
You're part of a whole delegation of Coloradoans who were there. Give us a sense of the reaction from Colorado and who is there with you in North Dakota.
It's a consortium of not just CU law students, but law schools across the country. I think there'll be a total of maybe 40. There are, though, 6 Indian reservations, and so we're all going to meet all together around noon. I think the bulk of the CU Indian Law Clinic and the people coming from Colorado will be here arrive around 10:30, and so we will then all get together, and we know kind of what precincts we're going to be at, reservations, as well as there's a tribal college here that there's a big Indian Native American turnout, and so the sites of reservations, there's a few polling places off the reservation. So we're all going to make sure that they're all covered, everyone's clear, no boundaries can be crossed in terms of electioneering, and again, keeping an open process to the vote so that people have the opportunity to be heard.
Jim Martin is a former CU regent, and he's with the delegation from Colorado who are in North Dakota today and tomorrow and this week to help voters. And we'll put more information online at news.kgnu.org. Just click on Resistance Radio and we'll be checking in with them, the delegation from Colorado, tomorrow as part of our ongoing coverage of the elections.